Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, everyone. John.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy? We're still quarantined.
We are still quarantined. And that's the good news, I think, right? Because in a sense, it means we're doing the right thing.
I think we are being smart citizens. But you, last week when we were recording remotely, you were in New York City, correct?
I was, yeah. So I actually left New York City because... So every day, it's so weird. Like every day, obviously things are getting a little bit more dire. And when I'd made the decision to leave, it was still in that weird thing where it was like, people were just self-isolating to be careful. But like, it didn't really seem anything more than that. People were being smart overall.
Right.
But I had to move in the middle of all of this because March is my move month. So... I was actually planning to move the next two weekends, like before all this started happening, but the like hour by hour, it was just clear that like it was going to be a really bad thing to have to move later, the later I pushed this back, essentially. So I ended up having to move. I moved all of my stuff into my new apartment, pretty much. I have like one little kind of like last minute thing from my last place, which I have in for the entire month of March, thankfully. But then I did end up coming back to Maryland because that's where my family is. I have my haunted house, which everyone knows about. And I'm just very secluded here. I'm not around many other people at all. So I just feel like this was the best place to be for now because, you know, no one really knows how long this is going to be. And
did you stock up on all your snack foods and stuff?
I'm so glad you said that because guess
that's
what
the
I
most
found?
Important thing.
It
John,
is the most
of course.
Important. Thank you. I did get some stuff. You know, I went to the supermarket here in Maryland, where I'm from, and I was anticipating pandemonium because that's what you keep hearing.
Sure.
I will say I showed up and there was hardly anybody in the store, and pretty much everything was there, you know, like the bread aisle was completely gone. And like, what else? There was something else that was missing. Oh, like all the pasta sauces were almost gone. But
yeah, I'm finding that bread and pasta sauce outside of toilet paper and paper towels, which, by the way, a week later into recording, still don't understand why people are stockpiling these things. But okay. But yeah, I had the same experience. You know, I went to a Trader Joe's last week and Carson and I drove to Jersey. And apparently, like at 8 a.m. when it opened, they said there were like lines out the door, that people were going nuts. I got there at probably like 2:30. Totally fine. Everything was stocked up. Totally fine. No big deal.
Great.
Got a bunch of snacks. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the response has been that our food supply chain is completely intact and normal in the country. So at least Americans shouldn't have to worry about that too much. And I think, you know, people are just panicking in the event that there's a lockdown like Italy or Spain, which is a complete lockdown. They aren't allowed to leave their residence. And in that case, I think it is understandable. I think there's some healthy worry there that, you know, if you don't have enough for like 2 or 3 weeks worth of groceries where you might have to be inside, there's an understandable expectation that I think people would need to stock up on that stuff. Right. I wanted to say that at my grocery store, I'm so glad to be back in Maryland, I got Old Bay flavored potato chips.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, and those are the best.
Yeah, they're sitting here next to me. And I have not seen a bag of these anywhere in New York. So I'm just going to say it again. Maryland is the best state. You know,
are you, John? I mean, listen, I feel like for the coming weeks, the talk of coronavirus, at least on all the content I'm seeing, will subside. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people are going to get bored to hear anybody's like corona update. But
right, yeah,
I'm curious from you, because we're in the first week. Like, when people are texting me all the time about this stuff, like all my friends from all over the country, you know, they're like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? I'm like, guys, I am actively I am actively avoiding watching the same news stories over and over and over again. I still watch 60 Minutes. I still watch the nightly news, but keeping the news on in the background and having all my friends just like text me these updates. It's, I mean, while it's helpful, I'm also kind of like, guys, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, like having us panic even more is like ruining me. It's making me go stir crazy times 50. Are you finding that same thing or no?
Not from friends, but I have realized that, you know, social media is like 24/7 updates and details, which is in some ways it's helpful, right? Because you're learning about what is going on. You can maybe take some precaution, but yeah, no one's really texting me. Although I will say a lot of people were asking me about New York City in particular. That's right. Why I actually made a Facebook post yesterday for my friends and family, because I was like, can everyone does need to stop asking me, because it's like I can't text everybody back. Because people think, you know, in other parts of the country, especially where I live, at least, you know, they want to know what's happening in the big cities, because eventually that is going to be potentially trickle down into what's happening everywhere else. So
no, and that's a good point. No, I get it too. Like, I appreciate it, but it's also making me panic more when you're hearing the same story over and over. It's like, we might have to go shelter in place. It's like, okay, well, if we do, we will.
Thinking
about it is like stressing me out more. But I find that like it hasn't been, I mean, I will say it again, and I will say it every time. Thank God we live in a world, and thank God we have jobs where we can do it remotely. But I've kind of still at least tried or attempted to, like, go outside to take, like, a 10-minute walk.
Just to keep
my legs moving. Like, and I think a lot of people are even scared to do that, which is totally understandable. I just don't know if I can sit in my apartment without any sunshine for months.
That is the exact thing that a lot – pretty much all New Yorkers especially are worried about. And it's different, you know, because in New York, that is a really serious thing. We're in small, tiny apartments. There's not a lot of sunshine. Some places don't have like windows. Some people don't even have windows in their apartment. So that is definitely a concern. My apartment is very bright, thankfully, but it is very, very small, which was part of the reason I thought to come back to Maryland. I was having no symptoms. I had no issues. I wanted to come back here, so at the very least, I could walk out into the forest if I needed to get out, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, it is. It's everyone's just in a different situation, but I think as long as we keep following, like, our governors and the people who are in charge of that kind of a response, I think it'll be good.
I think we're going to be okay. We're going to survive this. I will say it has been a pleasure to have to cancel plans on people. It has been so fun.
I love that. It is, by the way, I self-isolate year round. Regardless.
Right. Now I was going to say, nothing's changed for you.
No, nothing has changed. This is my normal everyday life. I don't leave the house, as everyone knows on the show.
Right.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I do have some thoughts about tips and tricks for people who might be working from home, who never work from home. Do you want to hear some of my ideas?
I do. If you tell me for some reason to watch some Spice Girls concert while playing Funko Furbos, we're going to have a big problem.
Listen, those are not on my list, although I don't think that that's a negative thing. You know what I mean? Why not watch some of those things? No, this is for, you know, because right after college, I worked from home extensively for a couple of years, working on some websites and other things that I was working on. And I learned there are a lot of things that really made a big difference for me. One of the things that you have to do is turn on the lights. Make sure your lights are on. Don't get squared away in, like, you know, your bedroom on your bed and your laptop. Like, get up, turn the lights on, go sit down somewhere. My second thing is make a space for yourself. Don't just sit on the couch with a laptop or sit in bed with a laptop. Actually go and sit at a desk or at a table, because that will make you feel like you're actually not in a kind of like relaxed mode, I guess you could say.
Some of us are not lucky enough to have
a
desk in their
but
apartment.
If you do,
as I sit on my couch with my laptop, but if you do, fair enough.
If you do, fair enough, yes. I also think that it's a good idea to set alarms for breaks to get up and walk around. I have been working from home for the last 2.5 weeks or so, and I find myself forgetting about lunch, and like I'm working and I'm not paying attention, and then it's like 2:30. So make sure you get up and walk around. I think one of the things that really helps me is when I play music from a speaker, not headphones. For me, for some reason, hearing the music fill the room and like completely change the energy of the room and what you're used to with the silence of working, or if you don't have kids, of course, that really makes a big difference for me. Also, just basic hygiene things. Shower every day. It can be very easy to get hung up in the work from home cycle, especially if you have kids.
Let me just piggyback off of that, because I was thinking of that exact same thing today. I mean, I'm an active person. Like, I work out in my apartment. I have to do that. So for me, it's just like my mind needs to be active. But I was thinking, because I have to do my People TV interviews via Skype in the afternoon, I actually have to like get ready. Like, I have to do my own makeup. I have to shower. Like, I have to look presentable. Keep in mind, I can still wear sweatpants, but my face has to look good. And I will say, I was thinking to myself, like, if I didn't have this, you know, because we don't have to see each other for the podcast, like, how easy would it be for me to be like, you know what?
Totally.
Like, maybe I'm not going to shower today. And it helps so much.
It does, by sort of
having a routine under which I have to get ready. Like, I feel awake. I feel like I'm having a day. You know, I make myself coffee, you know?
And you made such a good point, because the other thing, especially with me, because I don't have longer hair, I will tend to not do my hair.
Yeah.
But it's so important. If you get up and, like, brush your hair and do your hair, you feel like you've actually started your day, and maybe you're not as kind of lethargic throughout the day. And I know that all sounds very weird for those who might be listening who haven't really typically worked from home before, but as somebody who has extensively over time, I really highly suggest all those things. Also, call or talk to other people throughout the day if you can, because it can get lonely if you don't have kids and, you know, that type of thing.
I mean, what is that Zoom stock like? That's what I want to know, because I had literally before this quarantine. Now, my girlfriend does international marketing, so she is on Zoom conferences apparently kind of all day, because it's not like
Zoom, of course, are like the teleconferencing, for those who don't know.
Right. It's like Skype for teleconferencing, I guess. I had never, maybe this is just me, I had never heard of it before this quarantine. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's like, oh, just Zoom this, Zoom that, Zoom. I'm like, what is this fucking stock? Like, it'd be amazing.
I've only had a couple of meetings, but it's all been on the phone. But I have heard of other people at Bravo and Oxygen especially using Zoom for everything, which
and is fun. I will say, as annoying as it is, because I'm not the type of person who wants to like sit on the phone and talk to someone for an hour, like if I'm doing something, if I'm going on a walk or doing an errand, like no problem to talk to someone on phone. But I found that with my friends recently, I've been FaceTiming them.
Just
like an extra distraction. And even though you're not there physically, it does sort of change your whole mental state just by seeing someone else. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yes, absolutely. I completely agree.
I mean, nothing, and I mean nothing, will be the welcoming squirt. But
well, listen,
we do what we can.
These are trying times in 2020.
These are trying times in 2020. Absolutely.
My best friends just had a baby at the beginning of February, and I FaceTimed them last night and got to see it, and it completely changed my night. I felt so much better. It's like little things like that you take for granted when you're in your normal routines that you're like, oh yeah, it's nice to see a baby like crawling around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
Well, we do want to get to some, you know, I guess not bad news, but just an update about some other stuff going on.
Yeah, because I think it's funny because how quickly news changes in a week. Today's coronavirus,
right?
Tomorrow could be totally different. But last week we were sort of promoting our Death Becomes Us festival appearance at Gramercy Theater on April 25th. But lo and behold, John, what happened?
Well, unfortunately, it was canceled and is likely going to be postponed to later in the year.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. And we're obviously very sorry that we announced it and then had to cancel it. But it's in the best interest. And at this point, I don't think it's even up to us, right? Isn't New York? I forget what the latest is with New York City. But
well, I know that Cuomo is thinking, and this is just as of today that we're recording this. It's obviously going to change in 2 hours, but that will be at peak kind of people being infected within 45 days of this. Mm-hmm. So if you think like 45 days is another month
right
and a half, you know,
same time.
That, yeah. Right about the same time. And that takes us to about May. And I don't really think we're going to see much in the way of changing a lot of that stuff until we've at least reached the peak. I'm not saying that restaurants will be closed or we won't be able to go to work, but I think like large events that have thousands of people or have hundreds of people will certainly, I think, fall by the wayside at least until May. That's my opinion.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll have to see.
I'm no medical professional. I just play one on TV.
Right. But obviously, we will definitely be looking forward to making up some of these shows when the time is right down the road.
Yes,
so,
of course. Absolutely.
In the meantime, we're going to keep doing our thing here with the show, which is exciting. How is your dog, by the way?
Oh, thank you for asking. And by the way, I got so many like just amazing messages from you guys and pictures of Yorkies. And it was so great. It brought a smile to my face. I mean, it was definitely a slow process, especially when you have a smaller dog. You know, surgery like that on anyone can be very trying. But obviously, in a small dog, it's very traumatic. Took him a few days, but he is back to normal, feeling good. He's eating again. He's like, it was funny because he loves to like complain, especially at me. Like if he wants to go out, you know, he'll whimper and whine.
Yeah.
And he was doing this, like, I was sleeping in bed the other night with Carson very early in the morning. And I heard this very low, like type of thing, like this very low hum. I thought it was like some kids screaming outside. Literally. I was just like, oh, whatever, I'll go back to sleep. Some little kid is screaming. And all of a sudden I hear Carson go, shh, because it was Julius that was actually just moaning next to us. And I thought it was a little girl screaming. And I was so willing to just go back to bed at being a little girl screaming. But if it was my dog, I had to get up. I was like, Carson, I have to change my priorities on this. I am not okay.
God.
But he's doing very, very well. So thank you for that.
Great.
I really appreciate it. Before I know we're keeping this thing low, but I wanted to just, and I know we don't want everything about Corona, but please tell me you heard about Jared Leto's Corona story and then Vanessa Hudgens. Did you?
I didn't hear the Jared Leto one, but I did unfortunately see Vanessa Hudgens' response, which was really upsetting.
So let's talk about the Vanessa Hudgens first. You know,
yeah.
I think it was, I mean, this is coming out tomorrow. This week, a few days ago, let's just say, she comes on Instagram Live in what appears to me to be this like millennial psychotic break of not realizing that you're
totally
just say whatever you want and just streaming to millions of people. But essentially, she said that like being quarantined by July was BS and that, you know, people are just going to die and we kind of have to get over it. Is that right, John?
It was basically that. Yes. I wish I would have had the quote ready for us, but essentially she said something about older people dying being, quote, inevitable.
Right. And that we should just get over it, which to me is extremely ageist and obnoxious and horrible. But at the same time, I know that Chrissy Teigen kind of came to her defense and, you know, she said at one point, I have the quote right here. Yeah, people are going to die, which is terrible, but like inevitable? Question mark. She's my age.
Oh, is she? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. So I don't want to be like these kids today because like, fuck, we're the same age. But I think Chrissy Teigen defended her and sort of made a point that like a lot of times when you're and everything Vanessa Hudgens said was very, very stupid. I'm not defending everything she said. But I do think a lot of times once you say something very moronic online, it's really hard to come back from it. Like the world does not let you have a teachable moment. So I think she got a lot of hate and obviously like recognizes that it was a dumb fucking moment. But I think for Chrissy to kind of come out and defend her and saying, you know, this things happen, people get dumb, let's make her a teachable moment, let's help this person instead of just like, you know, blasting her, I actually thought was kind of helpful. I do think kindness should be the way that we need to move forward with these things as opposed to just being like, you're an idiot and this and that. I mean, it's obviously not, I'm not trying to defend what she said, but I like that Chrissy took sort of a different approach than I would normally see.
Yeah, I think that Vanessa, the way she delivered it, though, I think is what really threw people because it seemed so
callous. Kind of,
yeah, and like heartless, you know, it was like, old people are going to die. Who cares? Like, it was just very, you know, because if you say something like, you know, guys, like old people will die. Like, am I wrong? It's inevitable. Like, there's a whole different intent when you talk about it in a certain way. Totally. And the way she delivered it just felt like she didn't really care. I will say, though, she did make a public apology on her Instagram saying, hey, guys, I'm so sorry for the way I have offended anyone and everyone who has seen the clip from my Instagram Live yesterday. I realized my words were insensitive and not at all appropriate for the situation our country and the world are in right now. This has been a huge wake up call about the significance my words have now more than ever. I'm sending safe wishes to everyone to stay safe and healthy during this crazy time. So maybe she learned from it.
Yeah. And to me, like if you can learn from that moment, that's the only thing we can ask for as opposed to just being not dumb in the first place. You know what I mean? But like, I don't want anyone to be like, oh, she's the worst. She's the worst. There are teachable moments and people can change. And I just want to keep that in our minds. John, not for nothing, but we're like 20 minutes into the recording and I have yet to hear Matt. Did he die on us?
I don't think that he died. Matt, you're here, right?
I am here. I'm drinking a cup of tea.
Oh, God, you old man. Jesus.
I have a question. When did she make that statement?
Like 2 days ago on her Instagram Live.
Okay. I'm just asking. I mean, that's pretty bad, actually. But I'm just asking because the interesting thing about this whole situation is, like John said, you know, every day the situation gets more dire. So sometimes I feel like people say something and then 3 days later they wouldn't say it because the situation is so different. And, you know, I went to Chicago Friday morning, took a plane to Chicago, and it seemed, you know, like, I know it's, like, a little bit risky, but it seems sort of okay, and, you know, I just, like, wiped down my seat, and nobody was sitting next to me in the aisle, and the planes were pretty empty, and it didn't seem crazy, but so much happened that by the time I was coming back on Sunday, I, like, of course I wouldn't have gone in the first place. But, like, things have just changed so fast.
Well, they changed so fast, and which is perfect sequitur into this Jared Leto story, because Jared Leto went on a 12-day silent retreat in the desert, like a silent meditation in the desert. So he didn't have phones. He didn't have contact with his family. I mean, like, truly very isolated, as Jared Leto is wont to do. And he came back to a whole new world. And I'm like, it's got to be mind-blowing. Like, he was quarantining himself without realizing he was quarantining himself.
I was like, can he go back? Does he want to just stay there? That's what I would want to do.
Well, right? I mean, to think about how, I mean, even to your point, Matt, about how quickly, like, a long weekend somewhere can change everything with flying. Like, imagine being away, you know, any other day, 12 days is not that big, you know. The past 12 days, I would say in the past few months, any big news has been like fires for sure, or like Democratic people dropping out of the debate, but nothing that was like, you know, like outside of the fires, like changing the whole world in terms of their behavior outside of donating.
Yeah.
Certainly in America. And now you probably went on a retreat for the worst 12 days, like since September 11th. Like, to come back to this, it's like, this is unprecedented what he's seen. It's crazy.
I was also noticing that there were some headlines about the Big Brother cast being isolated and not knowing anything at all about what's going on outside of that show. And I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy to be like filming a TV show and not have a single clue what's going on.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, oh my God, I can't wait for Big Brother to come back. That's all I'll say about that. I hope it is. I mean, everything's changing. I mean, The Bachelor is halting production, so I guess we'll have to stay tuned. Stay tuned on Vanessa Hudgens' Instagram, because you know, we're not going to know what happens without her.
Right, right. That's true.
But I'm glad that you guys are okay. I'm glad we can still get together for another shot. And I think next week, maybe let's do a call to action with our fans to see what they want us to talk about that isn't just our Corona update. Because
that's a good point,
It seems to be consuming the world, and we want to make sure that we give you guys up-to-date content, and we will answer any silly freaking question you want. So it's a call to action, you guys, right on our Facebook wall, and we'll be happy to answer anything.
Absolutely. What, by the way, since we're all stuck inside, what TV have you been watching, Derry? Because you already love a good Netflix doc. So
love a good Netflix doc. I'm halfway through The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez, which, not for nothing, is so fucking dark. I mean, it really is. Like, obviously, this was a kid that was brutally tortured and beaten and killed. And it is disturbing to watch. But for a larger, bigger picture, it definitely shows not only the justice system, but social workers, things like that. So I think it's an important documentary to watch. I think it's about 6 parts. I'm about halfway through. So for anyone who, it's dark, I'm not saying it's going to be uplifting, but it's definitely, I think, an important thing to watch for sure. Have you been watching anything recently?
Just sticking to Golden Girls for now. I don't really venture too far out of that, but I will say there are a lot of good Oxygen shows. Cold Justice just returned with our girl Kelly Siegler.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's endless stuff. Download the Oxygen app, because I'm telling you, if you love true crime stuff, everything you can imagine that's good is on that app and ready to be downloaded.
Well, I mean, I've been doing a lot of binging, lots of just Snapped on in the background just to have it, because it's, you know, a lot of killer couples. But yeah, if you need something light and positive, don't come to me for any suggestions.
I
am dark. I mean, I'll tell you reality to watch, but The Challenge comes back April 1, and I literally can't wait for that.
That's the MTV show?
Yeah, my favorite show.
I used to love that show. It was like my favorite show. And then I watched one of the recent seasons a couple years ago, and I really loved it. And then I don't know. I never got back into it. But
maybe you should get on it. We can talk about it every week.
Okay, fine. Listen, I'll do it. What else?
I'm giving you a little assignment.
All right, that sounds good. I can get into that. Matt, are you watching anything before we sign off, or are you too busy with your children, I'm assuming?
I did watch a little bit of The Sopranos, oddly enough. Oh, yeah. Like, the first season. I don't know why.
Wait, Matt, how is, like, homeschooling the kids going? Like, what's the deal there?
Well, I don't have them this week, but I have them all of next week. So, I'll be able to report back.
I will say, and you will appreciate this, Carson and I were watching TV last night. We were watching This Is Us, and I turned to her like at a commercial break. We were talking about Corona, of course. We were talking about being quarantined. I turned to her and I go, could you imagine having children right now in this quarantine? And she was like, oh my God, absolutely not. And I thought of you immediately, Matt. I was like, I hope these kids are like, I've seen so many hilarious videos from parents trying to homeschool their kids and the kids just like freaking out. And it's funny, but I definitely don't necessarily envy this. This seems like a hard task.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I do feel bad for parents because a lot of parents have to work. Like, you're not set up for childcare when the kids are in school. It happens so suddenly. And now you have to work and the kids have to be homeschooled and the kids are stuck inside. And I know Maggie and Miles are going to be like bouncing off the walls, you know.
You're going to have to get them milkshakes and a little magic and you'll be fine.
That's good. Well, everybody stay safe, wash your hands, stay inside, et cetera, et cetera.
Don't lick subway poles, have welcoming squirts, and we are never going to not bring you content. Murders do not stop, even in a quarantine, for better or for worse. So we will be bringing you new episodes every Sunday and another shot on Thursdays, like everything's normal.
Yeah, you made me just think of, like, I wonder what crime rates are like right now. Probably lower, I hope.
I would think.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't know. Like, it's hard to say because I don't know if people are like pretending. I don't know. It's hard to say.
People are beating each other up for toilet paper, so maybe not.
Well, you know what I will say? You know what I will say, though? You know what rate is up? Divorce rates.
Oh.
As soon as people can't be quarantined, it happened in China. The divorce rate shot up. And
I did hear that.
Like that here. Yeah. I imagine we'll have that here. So
we just will never
an interesting
that.
Note on Darren Karp's new age relationship opinions. But thanks, everyone, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And catch Sunday's episode. We will be back with a full-blown episode. Then stay safe. Bye. And I love you all. Bye, guys.
Bye.